You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prediction market sites are becoming increasingly popular due to an increasingly popular way to gamble online. The two main sites, Kalshi and Polymarket, offer users a wide variety of different issues to bet on, from politics to sports to military confrontations. While the sites are illegal in New Zealand, many continue to use them. Regulating online gambling has been particularly difficult in New Zealand, with these new companies creating a new dimension in need of attention. Atop all of this, CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, recently announced the company's intention to establish its own prediction market app called Arena. The announcement has raised concerns from gambling advocates and regulators, who say it could bring prediction markets further into the mainstream and make them harder to legislate. To discuss prediction markets more broadly and how they operate in Aotearoa, I spoke to Principal Advisor for Advocacy and Engagement at the Problem Gambling Foundation, Andre Frood. We're talking about prediction market services today. What are these services or these platforms for people who are unaware, and how popular are they?
Well, it's a really good question. I mean, prediction markets are a kind of, well, they're deemed gambling by our Department of Internal Affairs here, but essentially it allows somebody to go and essentially put a bet on something that can range from the outcome of from the outcome of a sports game. It can be something as simple as who's going to win the next election, all sorts of things. It's just basically a platform where people can bet on all manner of things. But interestingly, they do say that the prediction market growth is being driven by sports. So betting on sports accounts for between 85 to 90% of the total betting volume, and that's on the US prediction market.
I mean, you mentioned that a lot of it seems particularly tied to the sports industry, with some of the big players, Kalshi and Polymarket, getting promoted a bunch during the NBA and now the Football World Cup as well. Are there risks there with these being so tied to sports, especially with a lot of young, impressionable fans?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from a harm perspective, prediction markets essentially are the same as gambling, and they're using, you know, gambling mechanisms and everything that is involved in gambling to have a product that is very fast-paced. It's easy for people to become engaged and even to get addicted with it because of the speed at which they're able to engage with it. So, you know, obviously with that, people can become harmed.
And what kind of regulation are we seeing of these services, either in New Zealand or internationally?
Well, there's a lot of conversations globally around prediction markets and whether they are to be classified as gambling or not. I mean, definitely in New Zealand they are, and our Department of Internal Affairs has been quite straight up about the fact that they fall under the Gambling Act and the Racing Act, so it is illegal in New Zealand. But in other countries, mostly, I think it's deemed gambling, but there are still some who say that it doesn't quite fit the definition of gambling.
And even while it's illegal here, do we still see people engaging with it at any degree?
Yes. I think, you know, the department have obviously approached the two major prediction market operators in the state to cease serving New Zealand. So in other words, they're supposed to be blocking New Zealand customers. And while that has happened to some degree, I still think that New Zealanders can gamble on them. And it doesn't mean that the department are going to be going after everybody who uses these platforms. It just sends a signal to the operators that it is illegal for New Zealanders or for New Zealand to have prediction markets, and we deem them as gambling.
And Meta is now proposing their own prediction market software as well. This could push these things further into the mainstream, make it difficult to regulate. What are the risks there for New Zealand in particular?
Well, I think, you know, for somebody who's using prediction markets, one of the biggest risks is that it's not covered by New Zealand law. So if there's an issue, you know, if somebody can't get their money out or there's some other issue that they have, they're not protected by New Zealand law, which is the same as we have with if you're going to gamble on offshore, overseas, online casinos. until such time as they we have the 15 operators that are licensed in New Zealand. It's the same sort of thing. If you gamble on those platforms, then you're not covered by New Zealand law. So that is the biggest risk for New Zealanders who choose to do that. Look, I think with Meta, they have supposedly got about 3.5 billion active daily users. So you can imagine the sheer volume of people that engage in their social media platforms, and if they're moving into this market, that's of real concern. It is my understanding that they're not going to use real money to start with, but it will be video game style currency. But more and more, we're sort of seeing the gamblification, if you like, of these platforms, of so many things, which obviously puts people at risk, because those sorts of platforms where you're getting gambling-style mechanisms and the fast pace of gambling, and where you can stake money or even in-game currency, it is the whole effect of addiction and the dopamine hit and things that people chase. So we're seeing it more and more in day-to-day life, really, just this whole gamblification of things that we're coming across, particularly online.
And a lot of people, I mean, especially those advocating for these organisations, would argue that it's individual decisions that are going into it. People should be allowed to spend their own money however they want. What are the kind of the responses to that, especially when considering the amount of harm that gambling can do? What are some examples of that as well?
Yeah, and that's often what, you know, people say to me, well, people have a choice whether they gamble or not, and that's true. But once people have an understanding of how addiction works, and people have an understanding of the tactics and the ways in which the gambling industry get people addicted, if you like, and it's all done by design, then they sort of understand how these things work, and often that it's pretty difficult to win money in the long run. And, you know, that saying, the house always wins. Well, it's true. So they are very good at taking your money off you, and they're very good at taking your time. And I think as people get an understanding of the tactics and things that this industry uses, and the same sort of tactics that are being used more and more by in games and even just on things you see online, where they might use gambling imagery or certain gambling features within games, well, you kind of get to understand how this addictive kind of nature of these platforms gets people hooked. And of course, that's what they're trying to do. And I think, you know, while you might have a choice whether you gamble or you start to play a game or whatever it might be, it becomes really difficult to make it a choice when your brain is then chasing that dopamine hit and when you are becoming addicted to a product. And that's the big difference. And these products are designed that way. You know, they're very much designed to get people addicted, and they're designed to keep people engaged for long lengths of time.
And the TAB in New Zealand has been sort of an administrator, a regulator for a lot of our domestic and real-life gambling services in this country. But as we see online gambling expand, not just through these prediction markets, but also through, you mentioned earlier, online casinos and such, are we going to be able to regulate that domestically, and if not, what are the risks there?
That's a really good question, actually, because, you know, if you think about our Gambling Act, it's 2003, so it's very old. Online gambling really doesn't get a look in that act. But what we're seeing, we now have a situation where we have an Online Casino Gambling Act, which has just passed through Parliament. We will have very soon up to 15 online casinos that will be licensed in New Zealand, and they will be governed by that act and the associated regulations that go with it. So there's, you know, regulations around for consumer protection measures, harm minimisation measures, and advertising restrictions. But then when you think about sports betting and racing, the TAB has a monopoly in New Zealand, but while they've left the door open for regulations, at the moment there is a really big gap. So there are no regulations that are covering restricting advertising or stronger harm minimisation measures or any measures to protect consumers. So we do have a big regulatory gap. And if you think about prediction markets, you know, we really do need a good platform where we can capture those and any other new kind of gambling products that keep getting developed, because the industry just keeps evolving and evolving. So we need to be ahead of the game, and we need to have a good regulatory platform where we're going to be able to capture these products as they come up.
And obviously it's a tricky issue, as you mentioned, with the sector developing as fast as it is. But given it's an election year, are there any policies that you'd like to see from parties to try address some of this harm that we're seeing from gambling and online gambling especially?
Well, I think there's a few things, but I think importantly we're seeing a lot more gambling advertising, and we're getting young people who are being exposed to gambling advertising like they never have been before. So that tends to normalise it and make it seem like it's a harmless form of entertainment and that there's no risk associated with it. So that's one of the problems with this increase in advertising that we're seeing. Likewise, with all the sort of gamblification of different things, loot boxes and games and that kind of thing, it just introduces gambling to young people and exposes them to it, and it doesn't really create the perception that there's harm associated with it. So I think that side of it, the gambling advertising side of it, needs to be addressed. Also with sports betting, young people are engaging with sports betting like they haven't done so much in the past, because, you know, there's Betcha now, which was a relatively new sports betting app in the market. So young people are engaging with sports betting. It's increasingly becoming embedded in sport. So we need to see much, much tighter, well, in fact, a really good, robust regulatory sort of platform for sports betting and racing in New Zealand. And, you know, again, making sure that we are capturing these different products through regulation as they evolve. But it's certainly more needs to be done to protect young people in this country, to ensure that they're not, you know, becoming harmed as they're engaging in things like sports betting.
That was Principal Advisor for Advocacy and Engagement at the Problem Gambling Foundation, Andre Froude, speaking to me about the rising popularity of prediction market programs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.